morning, good morning, good morning. It is 7:13. How's everyone doing on this beautiful morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. This is the day. Hallelujah. That the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We got to rejoice. Hallelujah. Be glad it is. Hallelujah. I've been up all morning. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. I've been up all morning. Hallelujah. Just trying to clear my head. Hallelujah. So I can hear from God. Hallelujah. So I can get this word on out this morning. Hallelujah. At the church. Hallelujah. I just want to get up on here. Hallelujah. So I haven't been up here in a while. Hallelujah. And I thank all my followers. Hallelujah. I appreciate y'all. Hallelujah. All over the third world countries. Hallelujah. I thank y'all. It really means a lot. But I just want y'all to reach out to me. Hallelujah. Sometimes I'm in the United States of America. I'm in Delaware. Maybe y'all know my desires is to travel the world. I want to go different places for the gospel. So y'all know some places, reach out to me. 302-567-1714. You're looking for new fellowships. Look me up, please. Pasita Brown, Evangelist Brown, Evangelist Pasita Brown on Facebook. If you have Facebook, message me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I give God honor. And I give Him praise on tomorrow, on this morning. Can we just give Him a wave offering? Father, we just want a wave offering right now. Because you woke us up this morning. And for that, we want to give you honor. We want to give you praise. Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins. Father, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to turn every situation around, God. Father, we ask you to give healing where healing needs to be done, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to renew my mind. Hallelujah. Renew my strength. Hallelujah. Give me restoration, Father. In the name of Jesus. Heal my body, God. Take away every ache, every pain. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, go by each and every hospital, Father. Touch the ones that's bound down to the bed, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even the ones that's knocking at death door, Father. We ask you to hold back the hands of time to use your will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Won't you do it? Hallelujah. Even go by the nursing home. Look upon them, every patient, even the nurses, patients, strength, in the name of Jesus. Go by the prison walls, looking on each and every inmate, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Even heal them if they're sick. Hallelujah. Remember the ones that were falsely accused. Turn it around, God. You be their lawyer. Send your angels to protect them. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. I love this song. Hey! Go by the boys and girls' homes. Look upon those kids. They need you. The mental facilities. All these facilities. They need you, God. Heal them. Ha! They sick. Look upon this world. All I can actually do, Father, is touch it. Touch it, touch it, touch it. That's all I can say. This is in your hands. Touch our families. The saved and unsaved. Send out the deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Remember our families on today. Remember marriages, relationships. You work it out. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We give you honor today, God. I know I'm medicated. Got my medicine in me, y'all. I've been having it in me. It just seems to work late. But I'm still gonna do what I gotta do. Hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus. Glory be to Father, hallelujah. This is the band that's for Cedar Burn, hallelujah. It's 8:38, hallelujah, on a Friday. Hallelujah, today is August the 18th. Hallelujah, say this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah, we will rejoice and be glad it is. Hallelujah. I just want to let you know that God is turning around for you. He's turning around for me. But he's turning around for you too. Come on now. Oh yes, he's working it out. Can we just worship God? Can we just worship him? Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hey!
He will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, it'll turn.
Hallelujah, let us. Hallelujah. First of all, giving honor to God. Hallelujah is ahead of my life. Hallelujah, no matter what circumstances that I'm facing. Hallelujah, I know my God is going to turn it around for me. Hallelujah, I'm still grateful. Hallelujah, yet I still trust him. Hallelujah. And I shall continue in trusting him. Hallelujah. I shall stand on his promise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I just want to touch some hearts. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage, because you know I'm a encourager. Hallelujah, but I just want to pray. Hi, yay, God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I'm asking you to touch someone, oh God. Hallelujah. Somebody might be facing some problems. Hallelujah. But Lord, let them know, God. Hallelujah. That sooner or later, hallelujah, that you want to work in your favor. Hallelujah. Let them know that it's not on their time, but it's on your time. Hallelujah. Let them know, God, that yet they still got to trust you. Yet they still got to stand on your word. Hallelujah. Yet they still got to read your word. Hallelujah. Yet they still got to fast. Hallelujah. Because Lord is saying, tell them that this walk is sacrifice. It's endurance. Hallelujah. We know the race is not getting up to the battle. The race is not getting to the battle, nor to the sweat. But it's the one who can endure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come against any sickness in the name of Jesus. We bind up anything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. We set the atmosphere free. Oh, set somebody mind free. Set somebody soul free. Hallelujah. Because they set someone, hallelujah, that's standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. They said, not my mother, not my father, but I'm standing in the need of prayer. Bless somebody, finances, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Bless someone who need a home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Father, you know, Father. Father, you work this thing out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Woo, God. Heal some marriages, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, heal some marriages, my God. Heal, hallelujah. Families, my God. Put them back together, my God. In the name of Jesus. Put them back together, my God. In the name of Jesus. I got to say that, hallelujah. Because so many families, hallelujah. That's envy and jealous, hallelujah. That's against one another, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. Jesus is calling, hallelujah. He's calling for compassion. You got to be compassionate. You got to still love. Hi, my God. Even when you want to, you still got to. Know that you got to still stand on his promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. No matter where you are in your walk, hallelujah. Don't you worry. Hallelujah. Even when you fall, hallelujah, you're going to get picked up. Hallelujah. You ain't got to stay in your situation. Oh, hallelujah. You better speak to that devil, hallelujah, because you hold the authority. You can speak to him, no, I'm coming up out of this situation. You're not going to hold me down forever, hallelujah. I may lost this and I may lost that, but yet I'm still going to have trust in God.
Can we just say that?
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You better know who your God is. You better know who you serving. Hallelujah. I don't know who you serving, but I'm serving a God. Hallelujah. That sits high and looks low. Hallelujah. That's the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. That he's the beginning and the end. That he is that I am, said the Queen of Glory. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I said he's your Prince of Peace. He is your Prince of Peace. He will free your mind when your mind need to be free. He will deliver when you need to be delivered. Hallelujah. I say, he said, the Lord is the light. The Lord is the light. That's what David said. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid of? I said, when you feel like you in a closed situation, when you feel like you're boxed in, just know that in your favor, sooner or later, that he's going to turn it around.
He ain't promised this road was going to be easy. But he promised I'm going to be with you to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. But you got to know that. Hallelujah. You got to know that you're coming out. Hallelujah. That you got to know. Hallelujah. That he got your enemies. Hallelujah. That the battle is not yours. But it is the Lord's. It is the Lord's.
I would use my sin.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I said he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You got to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hey, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue in my mouth. Oh. Ah, that soul said, I choose to worship. You gotta choose to worship in your sickness. You gotta choose to worship even when you don't got nothing. Come on, somebody. You got to choose to worship when you're sick of your body. I already said that. But we got to say this again. Because a lot of people, they get sick. Come on, somebody. They don't want to worship God. They be mad at God. But God, he's going to be there with you. You better thank God for your pain. Hallelujah. Say, give me the instructions. Give me the knowledge and the wisdom of how to deal with my pain. Or even how to deal with whatever storms I may be facing. I said, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. God won't put no more on you that you can bear. Hallelujah. Hey. Every day is a praying day. Every day is a praying day. I'm letting you know, hallelujah. We can't make it without prayer. We can't make it without the word. Many times we think we can make it out in the world. Many times we can think that we can make it without prayer. But we must not. We can't. Glory. I just wanted to tip God Almighty. I just want to encourage you on today. That somebody need an encouragement word. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Wherever you are today, wherever you are, why don't you worship him? We gotta lift our hands up. And we gotta begin to worship him. We gotta begin to worship him and give him the praise. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless y'all. God bless you. Be safe. Call, text someone. There might be one that don't know Jesus. If you want to get to know him, I will lead you into the throne of grace. My name is Avengers. We thank you for Graham. What you've done, God. You can hit my Facebook page, Avengers. What you're doing, God.
And what you gonna
you
do?
You can come see me at 10205 Green Top Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
No matter who or what we
come
are.
Come on through if you in the Delaware area.
Must
if you in the Lincoln area, come through. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How everyone doing on today? The time it is 4:54. I want to ain't nothing but the trick of the enemy. If you can just bear with me for a minute. I want to share something. God is still good in the midst of a storm. I'm just on here to encourage you on today. I want to let you know, even in your storm, there is still hope. Even in your depression, there is still hope. Even in your oppression, it is still hope. Don't feel like there is no hope in God. Remain humble. Keep the faith. Step out on your comfort zone. Come on. You remember how Peter was trying to catch that fish. And he was a little frustrated. He was irritated. But God came by the right time. Jesus came by the right time. And he asked him, have they been catching any fish? And he told Jesus he was outside all night long. And they caught nothing. How many been in a place? They done tried all they tried. But still, could God Almighty, no results. You felt like you was just praying. And no results. Ha! But Peter obeyed the voice of God. It's something about obeying the voice of God. Come on. He told him to launch that net on the other side of the boat. Oh, see, sometimes you might go on one side, but you got to go onto the other side. You got to go on the other side. And go get your blessing. Go get what God has for you. You got to step out on your comfort zone. You got to be humble, believe, and have faith, and obey the voice of God. If God tell you to do something, then you got to do it. Oh, wherever he tell you to go, then go. Whatever he tell you to say, then say. It's the bottom line, obey the voice of God. There is some good results that will come out of your situation. I want to talk to you today of the book of Lamentations 3:20-25. But I'm just going to go over this briefly because it's Jeremiah. How you remember that Jeremiah was depressed. Come on. You remember your depression times. You remember the time that you lost hope. He said, I well remember them. My soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind. Therefore I have hope. Even when his soul came from him. Even when he felt like he was down in the dump. Sometimes you feel like you sink in. Sometimes you feel like you couldn't come up. But he began to remain humble. And he began to say, I got faith that it is some hope for me. Even in the midst of my depression. Oh, hallelujah.
It says because of the Lord's grace. Sometimes, even in our complaints, God still got your back. He still shows his compassion. He will still give you your grace and your mercy. His grace and his mercy. It says because of the Lord's great love are not consumed, for his compassion never fail. His love never fails. Every day, it says, there are new every morning. Every day is a new day. Every day he restores your soul. Every day he give you fresh anointing. Every day he give you fresh oil when you have been humble and you believe in him. But I'm here to tell you that every day is a new day. It might feel like the day is a bad day, but joy coming in the morning. Oh, you might not see a way, but there is a way. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't feel like you so down that you can't come up. Hallelujah. But stay faithful to God. And know that your breakthrough is on the way. Oh, continuing and being the kingdom as you are. You tell your neighbors that I'm kingdom. That I'm for the kingdom. And I'm going to do kingdom work. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to complain. Because I know that my God shall supply all my needs. I know that my God will never leave me nor forsake me. Even in the midst of the grief, I may lost my house, hallelujah, but I still got hope. Come on, somebody. Say, so I may lost the loved one, but I still got hope. I may lost a lot of things, just like Job. Come on, remember Job, he lost everything, but he still remained humble. He still believed in God, even when the devil put the curse and the sickness upon him, but yet he still shamed evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. He said those who hope in him, to those who seek in him, is good waiting quietly for the salvation of Lord. Hallelujah. See, if you're patient in him, we supposed to be patiently. We supposed to be waiting on God. Hallelujah. We supposed to still have our salvation. And see, some people, when they in a little trouble, they turn their back on God, good God Almighty, and they begin to go back in the world. But I'm here to tell you on today that don't give up, don't give in, that there is still hope. Hallelujah. The Lord is your portion. Therefore, wait on him. He is the portion. Hallelujah. He will give you all of him. But he wants all of you. He just wants you to believe in him. He just wants you to trust in him. He just wants you to have faith. Come on. Step out your comfort zone. When God closes one door, remain humble and go to the next door. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to take your net and launch it to the other side. When you're trying all you can try. When you prayed all you could pray. Oh, just keep going. Move forward. Keep it moving. Don't stay in one position because there is another position. Oh, go where you can grow at. Oh, my God Almighty. That my God is able to do all things but fail. But you know that the Bible said, hallelujah. Come on. Let's go in Matthew 6. I'm about to get it right now. Bear with me. 6:33. But this is going to tell you what you need to do in order order to get what God has for you. Oh, hallelujah. Because see, we can't just get the blessing. Oh, because there is something, there is a condition that we must do. Hallelujah. Oh, it says, hallelujah, at 6:33, Matthew's, it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well. Oh, you got to seek the kingdom. Oh, you got to turn from your wicked ways and serve God with all your heart, all your might, and everything else will be added unto you. All the blessings will be added unto you. He's gonna give you some things, even if you don't seek the kingdom. But you gotta seek them in order to get the big blessings. You don't want to just be little blessed. You want to be big blessed. Oh, you want to be spiritually, richly blessed. That's what, because we bought with a price. Know that God will give you what you need. Know that if you seek the kingdom, you will be sitting on the throne. Come on, He'll have a crown for you. Hallelujah, He's standing at your door. Hallelujah, Let's go to the book of Revelations, because I'm going to tell you that his reward is in his hand. Hallelujah, You just got to believe and have faith. Hallelujah, that he is standing at your door. Hallelujah. Here we go. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bear with me for a minute. Bear with me for a minute. To the angels of the church, these are the words of amen. Hallelujah. The seal church. He said, I know your deeds, that you neither cold nor hot. He said, I wish you were either one. So because you lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Oh, which one are you today? Oh, you got to pick and choose. Choose this day who you going to serve. If you're going to serve Baal, then serve Baal. If you're going to serve God, then serve God. You can't have it both ways. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I am rich. I have accrued wealth. Do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you wretch, you're pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. You don't realize the lifestyle that you're living. You don't know that you're playing Russian roulette with your life. Hallelujah. Don't you know that with God that you're rich? Hallelujah. Because as I say, you bought with a price. Hallelujah. I counsel you to buy me from the gold refined in the fire so you can be rich, white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shame, your nakedness. He will give you salvation. He will give you, you'll have clothes on you, appear without sin. That's what it is. You don't have to worry about being naked no more. You don't have to worry about being in the dark. You don't have to worry about being blind no more. Because see, the enemy will have you so blind that he don't want you to serve God. He wants you to keep being with him. Hallelujah. But we moving down to 20 of here word. This is where I want to go right here. It says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with the person and they will with me. Come on, hallelujah. See, this is what I was telling you when you seek in the kingdom. This is proof that he said that he standing at your door. See, many times, God, see, many times we let everybody else in. But when it comes time to letting God in, you don't want to do it. Oh, hallelujah. If you depart from your spouse, you accept him back. If your family members did you wrong, you will forgive them. Oh, come on. You accept them back in your life. Hallelujah. All some things that you're doing wrong, you will go back to that. Hallelujah. But what about opening your heart for Jesus? Jesus just wants you to open your heart. Come on now. He wants to come on in. Hallelujah. Because he wants to clean you up. Hallelujah. Oh, many times you allow people to eat at your table. But Jesus wants you to share with him. He want to share his meat with you. Hallelujah. He want to be able to feast with you. Hallelujah. He want to be able to bless you. Hallelujah. But you must open the door. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But just know he got his reward in his hand when he come. But you gotta let him in. You gotta repent from your wicked ways. Because if you don't, God will discipline you. And you will see yourself onto a fiery hell. You don't want to see yourself that way. So keep on doing what you're doing. Or you will know that God will turn his back on you completely. Completely, completely, completely. So choose your choice. You don't have to stay where you at, because there is hope. I done read to you proof, but there is a condition that you gotta do in order to get what you need from God. And these are the word of the Lord. God bless you. 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 I hope that you got something out of the word. I just want to say thank you. Y'all be encouraged and be safe. Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. How's everyone doing on this morning, this blessed morning? Hallelujah. It is 6:43. Hallelujah. I am in Delaware. Hallelujah. The United States. Hallelujah. For all my out of country followers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God to you. Hallelujah. I haven't been up on here in a while. Hallelujah. But I am doing okay. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I have my good days and I have my bad days. Don't we all? Hallelujah. But I'm still here, standing by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So much good has happened. Hallelujah. So, you remember when I was saying that I've been in, remember a couple of years ago, remember I told you I was in an accident March 17th, 2021. It's still not healing where it want to be, but it's not where it used to be. So I give God the honor and I give him the praise and the glory. I'm still here. No matter what. Hallelujah. He could have cut me off. Hallelujah. But I'm still here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So I decided, hallelujah, to go find me a surgeon. Hallelujah. Because I got tired, hallelujah, of being soul dreams. Hallelujah. So God is going to make a way, hallelujah, that I'll be able to get this surgery, hallelujah, on this ankle. Hallelujah. Yes, I had to get emergency surgery when I first got into the accident, which was March 2021. But I need another surgery, hallelujah, because I am diagnosed with
a vascular necrosis disease. Hallelujah, where the bone, where, excuse me, where the blood is not flowing through the healing bone. Hallelujah, through the bone. Hallelujah. So that causes deterioration of the bones. Hallelujah. Can cause you to be paralyzed. Hallelujah. But I stand here, hallelujah, and I said, I shall live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm still standing on his promise. Hallelujah. That everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. That's all right. I'm down a little bit. Hallelujah. But I'll be okay. But I know y'all been looking at the news and been going and seeing all this stuff that's going on and everything. But y'all still hold on. Hallelujah. Still hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Because he still is in the blessed business. Hallelujah. He's still here for us. We still got to be kingdom. Hallelujah. And live to the kingdom so we can get to kingdom. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage someone on this morning, hallelujah, that it ain't what it looked like, as we all know, as I always say, but I'm letting you know that it ain't what it looked like. I say this because even when I don't see a way, God still makes ways. He still makes ways for us. Even through my life situation as a kid, hallelujah, that God still was there. Hallelujah. Even in my molestation, hallelujah, he was still there. Hallelujah. I said I had it rough, hallelujah, but I had some good times, hallelujah. But I know that God is a healer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Hallelujah. I know he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Even when we think that he forsake us. Hallelujah. But he's right there with us. Hallelujah. That he might not be there when we want him. But he's our own time God. Hallelujah. I said, God, he deliver us. And he will set us free if we want to. Hallelujah. Been through the storm. Been through the rain. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get a book out here. Hallelujah. I already started. Already started writing about my life. Of what was. From childhood on up to now. You know, I suffer from trauma. But I don't. You know, sometimes flashbacks come back for death of passing of my mother and things like that. But other than that, I do pretty good with that. I do have a story that I would love to share. But it would have to be another time. And I will love to share my story because it also helps someone that's going through trauma and all, it's everything in there, you know, molestation, domestic violence. There's a lot of things it can be touched on of my life that I can say, and maybe it will encourage someone else, because dealing with those type of trauma, it's no joke. That it does take a toll on your life. It takes a toll on your body. It takes a toll on you mentally. And we know God is the healer. We know that he will bring us out. And that he will heal us from our past. Because we don't want to take the past into the future. Like taking letting the past affect our anger, and because it's gonna, because it affects your mental, so then it affects your anger, because you're gonna be mad and walk around here mad and things. I'm a little tired right now, a little sleepy, but I have a doctor's appointment this morning. It ain't till 8:45 this morning, but I really would love to share, but as I said, I'm a little sleepy, a little drowsy, but I do want to say this. I want to say a word of prayer. A word of prayer. Most gracious Father, we come to you, God, as humble as we know how. And Father, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, the known and unknown, Father. If you find anything unpleasing to you in our lives, Father, we ask you to take it away in the name of Jesus. Lord, we repent of every sin right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Create us a clean heart, Jesus. Create us a clean mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you to touch someone that's on this podcast, all my followers, all over the world, God. Whatever their hands touch, allow it to be blessed. Whatever they may be going through, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them, God. Deliver them and set them free. Bless their finances, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, whatever it is, God. Shift the atmosphere. Huh? Change the unchanged. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Heal someone's marriage, God. Heal someone's relationship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any infirmities. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. If they're not saved, Father, give them a mind of you, God. Turn them around before it gets too late. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, go by all the hospitals on today, God. Touch the shed and the afflicted, God. Even touch the ones that's knocking at death door, Father. If it's your will, my God. Hallelujah. Turn back the hands of time. Glory. Go by the prison walls. Hallelujah. Look on each and every inmate, my God. Ha! Oh, yes, God. Even look on, hallelujah, my dear sister in Christ, God. Ha. Oh, wake her up, my God, up in that prison, hallelujah. Ha. Oh, my God, save her, my God. Ha. In the name of Jesus, God. Ha. Give her healing in her body right now, God. Ha. In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, go by the nursing home, my God, huh? Touch the ones that's there, God, huh? Oh,
Oh God, when they feel like hope is gone, huh? Lord, lift up their spirit, huh? It might be the pressure of person, huh? Oh my God, huh? You're able, I know you can. Excuse me. Cause there is nothing too hard for you, God. Even touch the nurses, God, huh? Realizing they are somebody, huh? Oh, God, even my God, huh? If they need healings in their bodies, God, touch them mentally, Father God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Give them patience to deal with the patients, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Go by all the mental facilities, huh? Even go by the boys and girls home, God, huh? Touch the kids, my God. Oh, even touch the ones that's taking care of them, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, God. We know that the enemy is here to try to take the kids. Oh, just as well as the adults. Hallelujah. So, God, wrap your arms around them. Even when they feel low. Oh, God, let them cry on your shoulder. Realizing, hallelujah, when their mother and father may forsake them, realizing that you can be it all. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, my God, touch someone, my God, even the homeless people that's out here, the ones that's sleeping under the trees, the ones that's sleeping in the woods, oh my God, hey, yes, say it, God, touch of my God, hallelujah, so send somebody, that will give them a warm meal, in the name of Jesus, oh yes, God, hallelujah, 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 God, hallelujah, yeah, it's so much homelessness, it's going on in the world, especially with the state of Delaware, oh my God almighty, oh hallelujah, oh my God, oh yes, 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 God, oh yes, 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 God, oh send them a meal, God, give them a blanket when they ain't got none, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, give them a warm home, God. Oh, hallelujah. Even the one that's able to work, God. Give them a job, God. Oh, God, give them all the things that they need to sustain in life, God. Oh, hallelujah. My heart goes out to them, God. Oh, yes, God, do it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, hallelujah. Realizing, hallelujah, that there's a lot of them got the health problems out here, God. Oh, God, touch them, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, keep them safe, God. Keep them safe, God. Build enough homes, God, so these people can have somewhere to go. Oh, realizing it's getting cold out here. Oh, even touch Kathy and her boyfriend, God, in the name of Jesus, God. All the ones we know out here. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glorify you. Oh, yes, God, help them, Jesus. Oh, Lord, even when my pastor's husband, ex-husband. Oh, God, even he in Michigan. Hallelujah, even he need a place to go. He's up there suffering, God. But God, it's your will be done. Realizing your will has to be done, God. On earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen.